Welcome to the Alien Beer Podcast. My name is Chrissy Garrison. I'm an independent science fiction and fantasy author, and I will be reading my stories to you. The Iron Writer Challenge 2015 Summer Solstice Preliminary Round had some really weird elements. A time clock, ice cream, a parachute, and it must be told from the point of view of an alien on the planet Nibiru as the Nibiru enters our solar system. Nibiru technology is not greater or worse than Earth's. I'll say it was difficult to think of ways to connect the elements and still make a story that didn't sound completely random. I hope you enjoy what I came up with. Stranger danger. The clock kerchunked holes in Ralph's time disk as he started his shift at the great telescope. He passed Same going the other way. The two exchanged a knowing nod, and Ralph knew he'd have bags under several of his own eyes before this third day was over. Ralph grabbed a tube of chilled kelp paste, looking forward to its stimulating effects on his skin. Ralph made his careful way across the strand walk, four appendages gripping the cables, never letting go more than two at a time. It wouldn't do to plunge to his death in the telescope's vast parabolic bowl below. Would it break the budget to supply a safety net or even a parachute? He double-wound a free appendage around the kelp paste, because even a rare telepath like Ralph could be replaced if he made a mess. At the center, he greeted Jane, the medical technician. As he, no, she, helped him into the telepathic amplification harness, her touch taste gave him chills. Jane had just undergone her second metamorphosis, so Ralph struggled to use the right pronouns. He'd have to adjust to the new sexual dynamic, too. "Running out of time, slick stuff," said Jane. "I'll do my best to warn them, glow eyes." Her skin flushed a sweet shade of deep purple, and she left him without another word. Ralph closed all but one of his eyes and opened his mind. The telescope amplified thoughts and emotions from the inhabited planet ahead. Chaos filled his being. Stress settled into his limbs. His planet, Nibiru, hurtled inward toward the Earthling's star and a catastrophic encounter with their blue world. The tidal forces on all the surface water alone. "Contact!" Ralph's mind connected with one of the aliens, and he was overwhelmed with its sensations. He touch-tasted the sweet flavor of a cold, highly viscous substance the immature being licked with her tiny olfactory organ. The creature's mind supplied words. "Strawberry ice cream." Ralph concentrated on sending a rapid-fire set of images to the Earthling. The creature's pretty blue world, his char-black world of Nibiru, a rogue planet with no star of its own. The nested orbital ellipses of the other planets in her solar system. The eccentric path Nibiru would take, its perihelion only a few distances greater than Earth's enormous rocky satellite. Ralph gave off a sense of alarm, escalating to terror, and filled her head with a putrid touch scent of the dead. Then he sent another thought. "Do you understand?" The girl nodded. She demonstrated by hurling her amorphous treat into the face of her maternal parent. Splat! The larger Earthling slapped one of its appendages against the girl's posterior. "You know better than that." Waves of remorse overwhelmed Ralph, and he had to break contact. The girl's wail through his voice echoed in the telescope's hollow. Shaking, Ralph smeared the cool, stimulating kelp onto his skin. After, his mind returned to scanning the distant thoughts and feelings of Earth. I wonder if kelp could be made in strawberry. Thank you for listening to the Alien Beer Podcast. If you like my stories, please visit my website, sillyhatbooks.com. I publish as E. Chris Garrison, and my books may be found in paperback, ebook, and audiobook format on Amazon.com and other places. The theme music for Alien Beer Podcast is Phantom from Space by Kevin MacLeod. I very much enjoy feedback on this podcast and on my stories, so please leave comments on my website, visit me at EC Garrison on Twitter, E. Chris Garrison on Facebook, or drop me an email at ecg@sillyhatbooks.com.
Hello. Is anybody- anybody out there? Anybody. This is Jim Cobb. If you're hearing this, the worst has happened. I've recorded a podcast at the end of the world and will broadcast it on channel PEN every Friday. It's all about the apocalypse, books, movies, TV, how much food and water will you need your bunker, all that kind of stuff.
Excuse me, sir. You're going to have to keep the noise down. You're in a library and you're scaring the kids. The world hasn't ended yet.
Sorry, ma'am.
Shh, you're in the library at the end of the world with host Jim Cobb.
Fridays exclusively on Project Entertainment Network.
This has been a presentation of the Project Entertainment Network.